Chris on the line in Mount Sheridan. Good morning, Chris. How did you get winded, or what winded you?
First day at a new school at year 11 at TAS.
Yeah.
And it was at the first assembly, so the whole school was there.
Right.
And there was a branch hanging over the pavilion, yep. And it was like three steps up, and I was trying to pull it off and break it, left off and used my whole weight, fell in front of the whole school, landed flat on my back.
No.
Winded, first day new school. Couldn't run on that either.
No.
Chris, can I just say, so because being winded is not a pretty sight.
Trying to get air.
Yeah.
And 300 kids laughing at me.
Oh, no.
Damien in Red Lynch, how did you get winded, mate?
Yeah, well, mate, I was doing a job at work and had a shifter on a bolt and trying to give it the big heave-ho, mate, and the shifter let go and I punched myself in the guts and dropped myself.
Sorry, we're not laughing.
No, not funny, because it's a horrible feeling. But you've taken yourself out with your own fists, in a way.
That's exactly right, mate. And the apprentice thought it was bloody hilarious.
I was going to say, how the boys think? What did the boys think of that?
You winded yourself.
I can see that happening.
And it was a beauty as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I've been hit by a truck, mate.
God, it's an ugly feeling being winded, isn't it? Dano, how did you wind yourself?
Well, you don't put your hand up for charity for a start. I had to ride a bull.
Oh, did you?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and it was the worst 4 seconds of my life, right. I can tell you that, mate.
Mate, at least you hung on for 4 seconds. That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realise the skin on a bull moves, though.
Of course it would. And
right.
And when it flung me off, it kicked me on the way down.
Oh! And so, bang, winded right there.
Yeah, and then winded when I hit the ground.
I was going to say, geez. What winded you? Was it the kick or was it the falling?
Both. I'll tell you what. It was the best steak I've ever eaten that night.
Oh, Dano!
Payback, hey, Dano.
Michael in Edmonton, what winded you?
So, as a kid growing up, I used to play indoor soccer. So, mm-hmm. I used to play on a hard wax floor. And, well, like you see on Mario Kart, a teammate of mine threw out a banana peel. Without me realising, I ran and slipped on it.
Did you say banana peel?
Yeah, like Super Mario Kart.
Like in the slapstick comedy movie.
Watch me whip, watch me nay-nay in Edmonton. How'd you wind yourself?
So a night out with the girls and one too many cordials.
Yes.
And decided I'd sit on one of those nice big, you know, almost like a porch bench that I made out of pallets. Thought I'd have a swing.
Yep.
And one too many sherbets. I came off flat on my back in front of everyone. Yep. Winded myself. Everyone thought it was great, but it really wasn't.
No.
I love it when someone starts a story. Yeah. Well, it was a night out with the girls. Yeah. Sorry, hang on a second. Yeah. I'm going to sit
There's
down.
There's always going to be a story.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Sometimes when you're winded, you get up and walk away thinking, like, I'm okay, but you're still trying to get that breath back. Yeah. Or do you just lay there?
No, I got up and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Did the walk of shame to the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, got to the toilet and was like, oh, my goodness, that really hurt.
Because the other thing about being winded, it's hard to talk. It's
it is.
And so the more you talk, the more obvious it is you're winning, because you can't get words out. There's no air to create the words.
No, you sound like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like talk.
Hey, no, thanks very much. Have a top day today.
You too, guys. Thanks.